Rubber game Wednesday between the Twins and the Yankees. Jose Berríos on the mound. Meanwhile, one of the newest Yankees already in uniform, Todd Frazier, as he and some friends were acquired Tuesday night. Pick it up, bottom two, Zach Granite at the plate.
The middle and a base hit.
There you go.
It'll score one. It'll score two. Zach Granite delivers a two-run single against his boyhood team, the New York Yankees. Up the middle and through for a hit. Granite wheels around third. He's coming home. And it's 3-0 Twins. A blast to left center field.
There it is.
Back and gone.
Home run number 23 for Miguel Sano. To Twins that score six in the second.
And a 1-1 on the way. Line to Dozier, leaps up, makes a snow cone catch. Boy, timed it perfectly. You see half that ball sticking out of the top of his glove. Jose Berríos on a little bit of a roll.
There's a fastball right there, taken for strike three.
Breaking ball gets the strikeout.
Berríos picks up his fifth strikeout.
Twins take the rubber game 6-1. The Yankees have now gone 10 consecutive series without a series victory. That's their longest stretch of futility since going 14 straight back in 1991. Jose Berríos is now 5-1 with a 2.61 ERA in six home starts this season. It was a moment on Tuesday that youngster Zach Granite will never forget. Against the team he rooted for as a kid, Granite delivered his first two career RBIs, setting the tone for the Twins' 6-1 victory over the Yankees at Target Field. Granite spoke to the media following the game.
It was nice. It was really good for me. He came up to me before the game and kind of said the same thing. You know, it was just a click off. I felt a click off. So it was just getting that timing back and kind of did something.
You gotta give me a little heads up there.
No, I'm not supposed to give you a heads up. That's the point.
That felt good. A little cold, but it's good.
Get your towel. And those RBIs came against the team you grew up rooting for. We've talked about it all week, you being a kid from Staten Island, your dog's name is Jeter. How special is this for you to have that moment?
Oh, it was good. You know, it's awesome, especially against a New York team. You know, most importantly, you know, they're in the playoff race with us. And, you know, now we're a half game back of them. So whatever it takes to make the playoffs, it's awesome.
That was a very professional answer. I don't feel like you're letting your emotions out at this time, but that's fine.
Yeah. Oh,
well, you are just soaking wet. You've been up now since before the All-Star break. It's been a few weeks here. What has this process been like of you sort of settling in and becoming an effective Major League Baseball player?
It's taken me a little bit. You know, it's definitely a different game than in AAA, but you know, I think I've been doing a pretty good job. I've been pretty professional out there, and my defense is always going to be there, and I've just got to wait for the bats to come around, and it will.
Miguel Sano's three-run blast capped a six-run frame for the Twins in the second, as Minnesota went on for the 6-1 victory over the Yankees on Wednesday at Target Field. Here is Sano sharing his thoughts on the win.
It's a great inning for us. Everybody start hitting and make a six-run and try to win the game. And then, like I told you, everybody put the heart on the field and try to win the game every day and do a great job.
You did a great job with your three-run home run. You were 0-2 in the count. You got that pitch to hit. What is your approach, though, when it's 0-2?
You know, he threw me two fastball. I beat little leg with a fastball, and he threw me hand breaking ball. He make a mistake, and I put the pay for that.
This is a series win against a good team at home in front of a great crowd this afternoon. How happy are you with the way that the team performed to get 2 of 3 in this series?
You know, it's not only me. The whole team, they're happy. And Detroit coming and try to win the series too. And let's go, make a playoff.
Here is Minnesota skipper Paul Molitor.
You know, we've had a little trouble getting some clutch hits here since we've come out of the break. And we put three together in a row. You know, Granite with the big hit kind of was an icebreaker, and Esco up the middle followed suit. And then Mickey got a mistake, I think 0-2, that he took advantage of. You know, Jose, he had a much better day. It didn't really start out that way. I think that, you know, you could see some of the frustration with some of the pitches he was making there through the first inning plus. You know, Neil had a good meeting, I think, there when the bases were loaded and we went out there and we were able to get out and get off the field. But he seemed to settle in, you know. It just seemed like strike one started to come more frequently. I think he got his more confidence back. You know, it's one of those things where you're working on your mechanics in between starts and you overthink it when you get out on the mound and you forget about, you know, that you're a major league pitcher. So he got back on track and, he looked like a different guy with the lead. And, you know, we weren't able to add on, but you know, the pitching held up and we were able to, you know, come away with a series win.
Brandon's been pretty compact. What does, you know, he's going to get his bat on the ball. It's just, yeah. He lacks a little
bit. Well, I told him this morning, I said, you know, I know the hits have been hard to come by, but, you know, it's just a tick. You know, he doesn't look like he's really trying to panic or force the action. He's getting some good swings, putting into play for the most part. You know, he's had an opportunity to play here and probably a little frustrated that it hasn't been a little bit more positive in terms of outcomes, but I think he's handling it well so far.
The Twins enjoy an off day coming up on Thursday.